AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Johnson & Johnson is shipping its single-dose coronavirus vaccine. Company Chief Science Officer Dr. Paul Stoffel says having a single-dose, easy-to-transport vaccine will be very effective.
We deliberately chose for a single dose. It's easy to use. It has simple refrigeration temperature. It can be distributed on a very large scale. And when the full manufacturing activities are ongoing, we can bring it to the entire world and limit and stop the pandemic on a global basis.
A third vaccine comes at a time cases are beginning to once again inch upward. CDC head Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she's concerned about states easing restrictions just as the impact is being felt from the variants that are on the rise.
These variants are a very real threat to our people and our progress. Now is not the time to relax the critical safeguards that we know can stop the spread of COVID-19 in our communities. Not when we are so close.
Senate Democratic leaders have dismissed a potential amendment to tax major corporations that don't increase worker pay to certain levels. With that, the chances seem all but dead that a $15 an hour minimum wage boost will be included in the Senate version of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
To end through action the greatest health crisis our country has faced in a century. And that's just what we're going to do.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
House Democrats rammed through the bonanza of partisan spending they're calling a pandemic rescue package. Only Democrats voted for it. Both Republicans and Democrats voted against it.
Democrats hope to introduce the broad relief package and begin debate as early as Wednesday. The goal is to have the measure passed by the 14th, which is when emergency jobless benefits approved in December will expire. This is AP News. Charlotte Bennett, one of the women accusing New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment, says he refused to acknowledge or take responsibility for his predatory behavior with his apology. Former federal prosecutor Priya Sapori agrees.
I think that an apology should have really focused on how he treats all of his employees, how he treats everyone in the governor's office, regardless of their color, their gender, or any other protected characteristic.
Bennett's statement comes as the state attorney general opens an investigation into the governor's actions. Twitter is now labeling tweets that include misleading information about COVID-19 vaccines. The site also is using a strike system to remove accounts that repeatedly violate its rule. Twitter banned some COVID-related misinformation back in December. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.